Mitt Romney's presidential campaign is showing more of its fundraising muscle. Romney already outraised President Obama for two straight months, and now a recently formed arm of Romney's organization reports that over 3 months this spring, it collected more than $10 million a week. Most of that money came from high-end donors, as we hear from NPR's Peter Overby.
Romney Victory Incorporated got its first four contributions on April 6th, three donations of $50,000 each, and one check for $350. Since early April, it's pulled in $140 million. To put that $140 million in perspective, the Obama Victory Fund had raised $185 million as of May 31st, and the president has been doing top-dollar fundraisers for more than a year. Romney Victory, Inc. and the Obama Victory Fund are joint fundraising committees. They make high-dollar fundraising almost as easy for the candidate as it is for unregulated super PACs. With a single check, a donor can give the legal limit to the candidate's campaign, to the national committee, and several state party committees. The maximum allowed for all this is $75,800 per person. Colby College political scientist Tony Corrado follows political money trends. He says Romney Victory, Inc. got started late thanks to the drawn-out GOP primaries. But then, as the smoke cleared, the big donors opened their wallets.
What we're seeing now is the easy money, the money that was out there to be gotten quickly.
There was a similar dramatic outpouring of cash in the 2004 presidential campaign. After Democrats closed ranks behind Senator John Kerry, he was able to outraise President George W. Bush throughout the summer. Corrado expects that this year, Romney Victory, Inc. will continue to show extraordinary numbers.
Because it's the principal emphasis of their fundraising throughout the rest of the summer.
In fact, when it comes to those maxed out $75,800 donors, the Romney Committee reports 51 of them, the Obama Committee just 17. Unlike the donors to super PACs or politically active social welfare organizations, these donors are giving directly to the candidate's campaign committee and to the party strategists working with them. There is one curiosity about Romney Victory, Inc., the amount of cash on hand. The joint fundraising committees usually serve as pass-throughs, shoveling the money out to the candidates and the party operatives as fast as possible. They keep just enough for upcoming expenses. So, for example, last month, the Obama Victory Fund reported cash on hand of $4.5 million. Romney Victory, Inc. says it has more than 12 times that much, $58 million. Again, Tony Corrado.
That really is an anomaly, that big cash buildup that's going on here. I've never seen that before.
There are any number of things it could be spent on. It could be that Romney Victory, Inc. will do more than fundraising and that it's building up a budget for, say, ground organizing. The Romney campaign didn't respond to a query this afternoon. Obviously, it will spend that $58 million on something long before Election Day. But voters may have to wait to find out exactly what. Unlike every other component of the two presidential campaigns, Romney Victory, Inc. has chosen to disclose its finances only every 3 months. Its next filing is due in mid-October. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.